Hey there, I thought I'd do a sneak peek of the new Bookshare reader app that is available in your Apple App Store. My understanding is also available in Google Store as well. Unfortunately, at this time, its initial release is just for the United States, and my understanding it will be coming to other countries later. So, obviously, I will be doing much more comprehensive, in-depth coverage of the Bookshare reader in coming days, so be on the check for that. I just thought I'd take a look at this, give you a quick glance at it, and what you can expect in this.
Bookshare reader.
So let's get going here. One finger double tap, open up.
Bookshare reader.
So the first thing you're going to notice is there's tabs. There's two tabs at the bottom, two tabs at the top. The two tabs at the bottom left.
Selected. My library.
Is your library. So that is what you're going to find, your library books and all the things you've downloaded. And then bottom right.
Profile.
Tab. Is your profile where you can add and change your profiles as you see fit. And at the top left.
Recent books. Tab.
Is two options. Recent books. And then top right.
Selected. Downloads.
It's a download. So any recent books you have read in the past will show up in the recent, and the download books you're currently reading are in the download area. At the very tippy top is the
search for a great book.
Text field. Book. And
double tap to edit.
You can only search for books at this time. So I like to look for authors, and I'm not able to do that. So, but for initial release, it is doable. I like it. You know, the interface is pretty simple and straightforward, way better than what they had before. Just kind of show you what the books look like. If I go to the books here.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by J.K. Rowling. Press to read.
So I just downloaded this book. And just for you to listen, there are quite a bit of voiceover stuff that are missing. And so I'm kind of shocked that they didn't include a lot of these things. For one, there's no action, so I can't swipe up and down. Yes, it's accessible, but all the little things that we have come to love and take for granted are not here. So I'll show you another option. Double tap that to open up books.
Return to library button.
And if you do a two-finger scrub, it doesn't do anything. Kind of show you what it looks like here. So you can go back, top left, top right.
Settings.
Yes, your settings. That is a very comprehensive set of settings. Very rich. There's tons of stuff you can change. Lots of great things in there. And obviously in the center of the screen.
The letters from no one. Heading level 2.
Link. Is the chapter area where you can see and read each of the lines if you want to use a braille display or by swiping to the right.
Capti. He escaped of the Brazilian boa constrictor earned Harry his longest ever punishment. By the time Harry was glad school was over.
So you can, those usual suspect are there. Bottom left.
Navigate through the book.
It's a navigation where you can go to chapters in the bottom middle.
Play.
It's a play. So double tap that to listen to your book.
Pause. He escaped of the Brazilian boa constrictor earned Harry his longest ever punishment. By the time he was allowed out of his cupboard again, the summer holidays had started and Dudley had already broken his new video
play.
And you can make so many different settings to the voice and such, which is great. It does use the inbuilt iOS that was Zoe enhanced, as you heard there. And so at a glance and playing with it, it is really good. Very simple. And my gosh, it's free for anybody that has a subscription to Bookshare. The other thing I noticed it doesn't work is Magic Tap. My goodness, you would think that'd be in there. No, if you do a Magic Tap, it doesn't do anything. It just turns on whatever media you have in the background, so it doesn't pause. So, like I said, there's a lot of voiceover, little things like that. I was really expecting to be in this and not, but otherwise, it is extremely accessible. As being a Bookshare user myself, I have always used VDR or Voice Dream Reader. And Voice Dream Reader will always be the best because it includes so many different features and so many things you can do with it. And this is exclusively just for Bookshare subscribers. For being free, I think this is a go-to. I really like this a lot. And I am curious for those Bookshare subscribers out there, what do you think of the new Bookshare Reader? Leave a post. I am curious what you think, and I want to hear from you.